A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, November 20th, 2015. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about the rallies by the First Lady, Grace Mugabe, who also happens to be the Women's League boss in the ruling ZANU-PF party.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-13860 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voindebele.com.
Let me tell you, Mudzimai wa president wenyu semunhu wamakati munoda kuti atungamire madzimai ndobva ndagumira ipapo fulstopunga handina chimwe chandiri kuda vamwe vakandiseka vati mai Mugabe vanorwara ndakati vamugabe chavasa mumuri chaya tichienda navo kunovhuta chokwado nokuti izvo utungamiri hwavo tinoona hwakanyanya kutinakira tese tese. He is the unifying force in Zimbabwe, that man. And we must appreciate.
Those are the remarks there by First Lady Amai Grace Mugabe yesterday Chishawasha Mbare. She said she has no ambitions to become the country's president, but she also said that she is willing to campaign for President Robert Mugabe, who is 91. Even if he is in a wheelchair, she will continue to campaign for him because he is, according to her, the nation's unifier. Gibbs.
Yewambe amazulana elwazule ukona ngapho ngemakhaya ebekhuluma ke unkosazi Grace Mugabe yena engwa mongameli Robert Mugabe besithi ye ufuna ukutshela abantu iqiniso ukuthi nxa esenza konke lokho akwenzayo ukwenza etshelwe ngumongameli ukuthi ayenze njani njalo ukhulume ngokuthi umeko lampana engumka mongameli Robert Mugabe uthi ke ye ume njalo engumuntu owakhethwa ukuthi angene ku-Women's League ayikhokhele khona ngale abese sithi akulo okunye akufisa ukuthi akwenze ngaphandle kwakhonokho uphinde nje waqhubeka wathi abantu bayahleka ye nxa ekhuluma ngezinye izinto okunye okukhona yikuthi athi umongameli Mugabe uzafakwa ku-wheelchair usiyavotwa ngo-2018 uthi ye okuqondileyo ukuthi kuzayenzakala khonokho and kusenzakala khonokho kuyamele avotelwe eku-wheelchair uphinde waqhubeka futhi Blessing esithi umongameli Mugabe ukhanya uqhuba kuhle esikhundleni njalo abantu kumele bamsekele uphinde wathi futhi umongameli Mugabe uhlanganisa abantu ngendlela emangalisayo ngakho abantu kumele bamthande kakhulu.
Of course, for those of you who are just joining us, good evening. And this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And we are talking about Mrs. Grace Mugabe's Meet the People tours. And of course, today, the First Lady addressed a rally at Mataga Growth Point in the Midlands province and refuted reports she wants to usurp the powers of Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa. She also took a swipe at the MDC, the West, and former Vice President Joyce Mujuru's People First Project, vowing that ZANU-PF will fight to the end to retain power.
Though Mrs. Mugabe says she has no presidential ambitions, many in the party consider her a rising star, and analysts believe she remains a strong candidate to succeed her husband.
Wonguka hama wadiwa nasi tlauti tinget chitaura nezwe misangano irikuitu kwa yu na Mai Grace Mugabe Matunu akasia nasiana nezuro vangawari muarare nasi vangawari ku Midlands Province Gibbs.
Yei, sifutu sifisa kutilingi na kutlelo skokeni zuluganda balizuele lani unkosikazi Grace Mugabe kuluma uti yei, ngae kulume mara lini lapa uzumele njalo umele lo president uti lage lambona yini uthi nxa umongameli Mugabe engekho elizweni asale eyiloko kuthiwa ngu-acting president uthi cha akuzake kwenzakale lokho njalo umongameli Mugabe kumele limthande khona ngapho lapha elikhona ye liyamthanda kumbe limthandi limthanda kumbe lingamthandi sicela lifone khona manje nasi nombolo lifone kanye sizalifone la khona ngapho 001 202 619 2077. Yenza phinda lisifonele kanye kuphela sizalifone khona ngapho 001 202 619 2077. Asiqhubeke mfowethu.
Gibbs, I think we have our guests lined up. First, we have Mr. Goodson Nguni, who is a member of the ruling ZANU-PF party. Mr. Nguni, good evening.
Good evening to you and to your listeners.
Thank you so much for joining us. And I think we also have Honorable Tawita Kumalo, the deputy spokesperson for the opposition MDCT. Honorable Kumalo, good evening.
A very good evening, Zimbabwe.
Thank you so much, Gibbs. You can start the ball rolling.
Let's start with you, Mr. Nguni. So tell us, it seems as if the First Lady is addressing so many rallies, and she's actually declaring that she's addressing these rallies as the wife of the president, and she doesn't want to go any way further than that kind of thing. You know, so tell us a bit, why is she doing all this?
Look, she's a ZANU-PF member. Uh-huh. She's the wife of the president of ZANU-PF. She's a Zimbabwean. She's exercising a democratic right to associate with people who think on the same political lines as her. And besides, ZANU-PF is a revolutionary party. We are always on the go. It's just one way of showing that ZANU-PF is a revitalized party. Unlike all the other puppet parties that are in Zimbabwe, ZANU-PF is revolutionary, and we're showing them that our First Lady can speak English, unlike some of the First Ladies that we know who can't speak anything. So I can understand members of the opposition are jealous because we have a lady who speaks very good English, who's a very good politician, unlike the other wives of opposition presidents. Mm. So ZANU-PF is on the go. We are getting ready for 2018 to pulverize the American-sponsored political formations.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Honorable Kumalo, your response to that and your take on Mrs. Mugabe's Meet the People tours?
First and foremost, it's so shocking that we have a First Lady who is going around insulting people and claiming things that we cannot prove neither whether they exist. Coming to the issue that they have a First Lady who can speak proper English, the word tour is not tour. The proper pronouncement of the word touring, it's touring, not touring. So I don't know where the English part is coming from. That aside, in Zimbabwe, it's no longer the issue of going to rallies and insulting people. What Zimbabweans are looking for is, what is it? What is in it for them? Are their lives going to change? We are talking of a party that came into power just recently, a year and a half or so, and they promised Zimbabweans heaven on earth, and they promised us 2.2 million jobs. To this date, we have lost thousands of jobs. So I have no clue what on earth she's talking about besides insulting the other peers within ZANU-PF for reasons best known to themselves. And it does not show good qualities of a leader. A leader unifies people. He or she does not go around insulting people. What is she teaching our kids? What is she teaching the future leaders of this country? That it is the norm to go around insulting people instead of talking of the real issues, the social issues, the economic issues, the political issues that are affecting this country, the issue of reforms towards the election, the issue of the voters' role towards the elections. At least if you're talking about Zimbabwe, about that, Zimbabweans maybe.
Thank you so much, Honorable Kumalo. For those of you who are just joining us, this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And we try to as much as possible, balance the discussions. And, of course, tonight we have Honorable Tawita Kumalo, Deputy Spokesperson MDCT, and also a ZANU-PF member, Mr. Goodson Nguni. Taneva Terry Gibbs, wekutanga tinamkoma knowledge, variku South Africa. Magadi mkoma knowledge?
Yeah, it is right.
Tipeo fungwa zenyu?
Zuru zunguto, wadzo kutivu. mazimbabwe izvizvi ari pakutambura iye grace
nguma knowledge ndi amai mugabe hatiite zvekunyomba nyomba nyange tisingawirirani
vanoita seopposition party vanoita marari instead yekuimplimenta zvavakapromisa pamaelections apfuura ivo vakabira maelections saka vavanonasoziva kuti hapana chavanokwanisa kuitira anhu vakuatakana Morgan Tsvangirai. Morgan Tsvangirai asiri mupower
vatsvangirai
ivo kana vakundikana kao ngavangodzosera nyika kune vanhu because vanhu vakavhotera MDC kare ivo vachingoshanda kubira saka utsinye hwaari kuita ende munhu uyu wakashatisa munhu iyi ukaona zvinhu zvaanotora vanhu vanoda kuzama kuzviraramira mabhodha votora ngezimura zvopedza zvozopuwa vanhu marari ende votorera vanhu vanoda kuzama kutengesa zvinhu zimura yotora yopedza iye girepo paanhu marari vanhu vanoda mabasa vanhu havandi kupuwa zvinhu saka vanoziva kuti vauraya nyika kuextend yekutika munhu haachakwanisi kuzvitengera kana zvinhu ende munhu haachakwanisi kuona basa magraduates ari kutengesa airtime saka agiresi haakupedza nguva kwaari kuita infact kutotaridza uiti hwake haana kana capacity yekubatsira nyika havana zvakakoreswa ngemurume wake haana zvimwe zvaangaita kunze kwekutouraya nyika ende vashoma vacho vari kuteerera zanu p f vachaguma vakuzoona sakuona kuti haiwa tiri kuzviisa tiri kutungamirwa ngebofu ende vari kuwira muhunza because haisi nyika ingashanda yekuti vanhu vangapuwa zvinhu marari
mai mugabe pane vana vanenge vachiteererawo nevamwewo vanowirirana navo
tiritorwadziwa tiri muzimbabwe asi tinoda kuti munoma musimu nyika mwedu kutoshanda nekushata kwakaita hurumende iyona yeudzinyiriri hurumende yechitema inodzinyirira vanhu saka giresi zvaari kuzama kuti tsvangira inga vasiyane naye vanomubira maelections ende ndiye munhu watinoda iyeye ende toziva kuti vashoma vacho ivavo vari kuvateerera vachasvika kuona kuti aiwa munhu uyo vanhu havari kungoguta vegao
aiwa tinotenda nguva knowledgeizanu
mugabe wacho wese vakashata zvachose hatitombofita kavada
tinotenda zvikuru nguva knowledge
chihurumende choudzinyiriri chiri kubira mavhoti kungaita rari ngavaimplimende zvavaipromisa vanhu vanoziva kuti havana kana zvavanokona kuita maportuals nhamo yega yega ende vanhu vachatambura kana zvanu iripo mwaita basa
tinotenda zvikuru of course you heard from knowledge there, very strong feelings, and you're saying that what the ruling party must do is to implement what it promised the people, not to spend time holding these rallies throughout the provinces. And of course, he's saying that he's an MDC supporter, and he feels that elections are rigged. That is why Mr. Tsvangirai is not in power, Gibbs.
And he had problems in saying Mrs. Mugabe, right?
Of course, we encourage people to, you know, so that we can have a debate without insulting each other. That's what we encourage in amongst Zimbabweans. We know
definitely.
They are very decent people. And we can argue, you know, without calling each other names. So that's the kind of debate that we want to encourage.
Like if we decide to form a party right now, we'll come out with three parties, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, good. So, okay, Slum Numzana Utensen, Ekong and Lapa Usama Swingo. Baba Tensen, ungawutshona njani?
Ndiyakhirayi baba kunjani?
No Sphilile, ungapho ngikhona khonapho Mnumzana Tensen.
Nangisemasimbo komshandike.
Oh ye, kunjani komshandike?
Ah, komshandike kurayit.
Loko kule irrigation scheme liyana kumbe siyakudile kanje.
Wazi wakuze enye into esizisa ukuthi ngomshandike irrigation siyi-why just a white elephant ezimele nje akusela lutho uyazi kuyanani
siza kubuyelela kuloko nje siza kubuyelela sixoke ngakho kodwa lo mhla asiqhubeke sikhulume ngonkosikazi Grace Mugabe siyabona ke uyagcwela indawo yonke uhambe ekhulumisana labantu kuma-rallies ungathi ngakhona usutshedile wayeza ukathi usendaweni emnandi njani baba Dennis kathi usendaweni e-sharp blind buyela lapho kathi ukhona buyela mnumzana ubuyela lapho xa sesikhuluma la ukhona yes yakuzwa vele ungatshedi khonapho ye qhubeka ke baba
Ora. Ngithi umama siyambona siri yabhoda ngalo ilizwe lonke gijimele nande.
Mhm.
Nginandelela mina ngokubona kwami. Ngibone ngani ilizwe leZimbabwe laba lomnyama kakhulu.
Mhm.
Ukuba lo mama owabuya engumama omncane. Asabuya nga waba lomoya omuhle okuthi ephatha abantwana abantu bakhe akathola bekhona eZimbabwe. Bechiwe ngumama ebaphathe bona ukuthi ngazintandani ezezinakhele umama ebesilayo owakuqala.
Mm. So
ukanya umama ebulayelo kathesi yeyi. Ubhoda ungakhangela ukuthi ira lakhe wonke every rali kumele kube nezizo kumbe amagama abantu abalithathathu okumele awathethise. So angiboni ukuthi kusilekelane futhi singavela kona ngokwalo lizwe leZimbabwe kukhanya selilizwe lamarali. Ukuqina singathi ingasabuyeli emva kakhulu ukuchela ngo-2013 sibe sinamarali amele kuthiwe. Ama-national election. Suka lapho ngangena kumarali ama-election akwa-Congress. Sisuka lapho kathesi kukhanya kulamarali ukuthi kulama word of no confidence. You know, the process is actually what he did. And umama la is involved. Manje angiboni ukuthi ngaba ngumama wakhe elizweni kumbe ngumama wokudilisa.
Yes.
So, ngenzela engikubona ngayo, ngiboni ngani umama uyalakhika. Bengakhuluma nje bona bethi, ha, umama uright, u-doctor awu-right. So, ngiboni ngani kube kumele isidi yakhe nje yehlise kancane ekhangeni ukuthi uyababambanisa yini abantu kumbe vele ukuxabanisa nje ngihlangenisi.
Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu-ke mnumzana Dennis. Ungadinwala kusasa uhlala ubuya phela, ungasikhohlwa phela Dennis.
Mina ngisalidinga ngalingithinti kodwa ngizosidinga most of the time.
Hhayi, siza kudinga-ke ube ngokuqala phela ngomvulo obuyayo. Azawe, siyabonga.
Ngiyabonga kakhulu, ngizazama ukuqala ngomvulo.
Yeah, thank you very much. Ungadinwala kusasa njengoba lokho akade ngikutshela khona. So according to Mr. Dennis Blessing, he says Zimbabwe is very unfortunate to have such a first lady.
Mm-hmm.
She just disagrees with everything that she talks about.
Mm-hmm.
And he says that she should stop actually attacking people, you know. Mm-hmm. He's not happy with that.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, as a first lady, she's supposed to be a unifying factor, you know,
mm-hmm.
in ZANU-PF, instead of dividing people. Mm-hmm. So she believes that she's busy dividing people every time she utters anything.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Munotenderana nazvo here zviri kutaurwa izvangu nekuti havafaniri kunyomba vamwe nezvakadaro daro.
First of all, it's very clear that the people who are talking on this program
mm-hmm.
did not listen to what the first lady was saying today.
Mm-hmm.
The first lady was talking about economic empowerment for the people of Midlands.
Mm-hmm.
She was talking about reopening mines that had been closed.
Mm-hmm.
She was talking about women starting cooperatives so that they can do things for themselves. So talking about the leadership in Midlands, looking, opening up new clinics that were closed, looking, and she was saying she's going to go away and build fertilizer to help youths get into job creation.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's, she was not insulting anybody. The only time she got nearer to insulting anybody, it wasn't an insult to me,
mm-hmm.
was when she said that Morgan Tsvangirai was a target of white people. Now, people have been saying so for years. The British themselves and the Americans have been saying so for years that Mr. Morgan Tsvangirai and his party is a party that they fund, a party that they started.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't have a problem with a leader of ZANU-PF telling people in ZANU-PF that don't be as corrupt as the people from the MDCT. That's not insulting people. We know that in all urban councils where the MPC is in power, there's serious cases of corruption that have been reported. We know that many MPC councillors have been arrested for fraud and corruption.
Uh-huh.
Now, that is not insulting people. The problem that we have is that MPC people have no agenda for the people of Zimbabwe, especially for the black people of Zimbabwe. So because of that, they prefer to concentrate to listen to what is happening in ZANU-PF and Borandia and Makwa. So they prefer to twist things that are happening in ZANU-PF the people to look at what is happening in their political party. It is split up into 10 formations. Now, that's not our fault that she is doing that. It's not our fault that we have a first lady who's politically aware and conscious. Her brother was a war veteran. Her parents were supporting the freedom struggle. She has to talk about it, both those are things that are dear to her. This is a democracy. If the NDC can only talk about property rights for white people, that's the only agenda they have, it's not our fault that they're empty. It's not our fault that there are people who don't see the goodness of empowerment programs that ZANU-PF. And the only thing those things people can do is next time around, they can go and queue up and vote for the MDC as we proceed to give them another hiding in 28.
Mm-hmm. Honorable Kumalo?
The First Lady has been...
Thank you very much. What Mr. Nguni must know is that he's talking about opening companies in Midlands. Who closed them? Those companies have been working all these years. And all of a sudden, the thieving ZANU-PF looted those companies, and today they are closed. Our university graduates are on the streets selling juice cards. Our university graduates are on the streets selling water. Now, what companies are you opening when you close them? And secondly, why should she bring fertilizer to people? We have companies that manufacture fertilizer. Do not abuse the poverty that our people are in by giving them handouts so that they become subservient to ZANU-PF. Hell no. Create jobs so that every Zimbabwean has a livelihood. They do not rely on the handouts. And where is she getting the money to buy these fertilizers, the cooking oils, the whatevers, when the country cannot even pay the public service, when the country cannot even meet its external debt obligation, when the country cannot even fix the Kariba Dam? We have a party that has been in power. It has managed to drink all the water in Kariba, and today we have no power. And when they got into power, that Kariba Dam was working. It was supplying enough electricity to Zimbabwe. And all of a sudden, they have drained the water from Kariba. That's how bad ZANU-PF is. Coming to the issue of MDC being corrupt, surely who is more corrupt, MDC or ZANU-PF? We have the RBZ a debt, where the RBZ governor became Father Christmas, decided to buy everything, all papers and sand, buying from fuel right up to paying electricity. And today, the same money that was stolen by ZANU-PF for its own cronies is the money where the Zimbabwean people are being asked to take over that debt, when the people that took the money, including the Ngunis, are still there, and they have not been, no action has been taken. The sad thing about ZANU-PF, they reward corruption. Can he prove to us where the corruption is as MDC? Talking of urban councils are run by Kasukuere. And ZANU-PF wants to make sure that they run every single government institution for their advantage when it comes to them rigging the elections. And talking the issue of why should we listen to ZANU-PF anyway? And what is the purpose of them holding rallies? They came out guns blazing the last elections with a manifesto when they give you the promising us sweet nothings. Stop going to the rallies and implement your manifesto. Politics is about deliverables. Politics is not about you being in power taking the Zimbabwean people for granted. The Zimbabwean people are the government. ZANU-PF is not the government. You are supposed to be working for the people of Zimbabwe, not stealing from them. And then the issue of that MDC has got an empty agenda. That is shocking. Just after the GNU, when we came into government, ZANU-PF, as stupid as they are, they thought we were going to fail. They gave us all the social and economic ministries. We are a party that went into those ministries, guns blazing. And we turned around Zimbabwe, and everybody had a job. People had food to eat. People were managing to survive. But as time goes on, what have they done? All gains, they've destroyed them. Because all what they are good at is they are just prawn-munching, dog-pulling thieves that are destroying our country and the livelihood of the future of our kids.
Thank you.
Talking of empowerment program, who has been empowered in this country?
Our youth have been reduced to drunkards. Our youth have been reduced to fleas. They are vendors. They are all over the place. Who have they empowered? And where can they prove to us that they've empowered our youth? Besides them looting, the same empowerment funds that are meant to go to the youth are being taken by them for their own benefits. They're not even shy. They're not even embarrassed that they are violating the basic human right of the right to life. Zimbabweans are suffering day in and day out because of these handful thugs that are looting the resources of this country for their own kith and kin.
Honorable Kumalo, we'll come back to you. Please stay on the line. And Mr. Nguni, we just want to quickly take one or two callers here. Tinamkoma Richi. Makadi kumashingomkoma Richi.
Hello.
Murisei.
Rikutaura na Jonga kana Blessing.
Ndi Blessing.
Blessing moro.
Eh makadi mkoma Rich.
Miri haidi ndinongoda ku correct honorable Kumalo on one.
Taurai zvenyu tinzwi.
Taurai zvenyu tinzwi.
Nare achenenge iri kuti neseti chadzoka kwavari.
Iye uri seze kumnumzana umakei eSouth Africa. Makei unwauchona njani baba?
Nichonile mfowethu, chona njani?
Nichone kakhulu, kunjani Josi?
Hayi, ngabe egoli kuright siyadla siyasutha lapha kufanele ekhaya ugcwele indlala yodwa.
Nansi indaba ngathi mfowethu.
Mfowethu, uze sisize lokho okukhulunywa ngokaba ungoni lapho. Ngomama uMrs. Grace. Sikhuluma ngabantu asebe bankrupt kuma-ideas okuthi athile izwe balise phambili. IZimbabwe namhlanje iyilesi simo esosona ngenxa yokwehluleka ukubusa kwezanu. Izanu ithethe ilizwe yalibeka phansi ngamadolo, namhlanje alikwazi ukuvuka. And angeke livuke futhi under the ngaphansi kombuso wezano, ngeke likwazi ukuvuka, asikhosweni nje. Abantwana beZimbabwe bakhrosa daily besuka ezweni labo bezohlupheka la eSouth Africa, kodwa abantu bazakhetha ukuhamba umhlabodi lizwe lonke ekhuluma into engasizi abantu beZimbabwe, into engavusi umnotho weZimbabwe, into engenakubasiza abantu beZimbabwe iloba entweni eyodwa. So umsisugabe labamlalelayo ngibona zani baswele umsebenzi nje ukwenza. Uma basebehle emaralini akhe esiyabathembisa amarayisi abazawadla namhlanje ayivuka kusase ngasekho esiswini before imorning sebelambile. So ake sibe serious njengabantwana beZimbabwe ukuthi senzani ngekusasa lethu. Izanu has taken people for a right for a long time. Thina senzani njengabantu beZimbabwe?
Hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu. Ubona zani kumele kwezweni amafutshane kolapho?
Uyabona futhi into esiyifunayo thina la umuntu ozathi uma esiye emaralini ahambe neprogram ebambekayo ebantwini eyokuthatha impilo yabantu ibenze babe ngcono. Uyayibona indaba? Afika abatshela abantu ukuthi kunecebo esesinalo manje lokuthi impilo zabantu zibe ngcono. Icebo leli naleli kunokuthi ayisangale avule umlomo wakhe ethethise abanye abantu abangeke bamthendule ngoba yena
usupport
yamashayo namaphoyisa.
Isikhathi lapho asavumi ngicela ubambe bitshana saphenduka kuwe.
No, it's wrong.
Yes, makhe baba makhe siyakuphenduka kuwe ungakhathi foni.
Honorable Kumalo, Mr. Nguni, and Mkoma Richi, please do stay on the line. We'll be back for our radio listeners. Unfortunately, it ends here, but the good news is we are streaming live. So go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on live talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube saying stay tuned to Zimbabwe.